This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest running international show. Yeah! The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's, of course, as always, very nice to have you with me. And as you're probably aware, for the past few weeks, there have been two different editions of the program. There's the version that you're listening to right now, which goes to our very friendly partner stations around the world and is also available through different phone apps and everything. And then there's the version that we produce for our listeners in Southeast and East Asia via shortwave during our continuing test transmissions from Trincomalee. Now, one thing actually that has been quite an interesting turn of events is people that found us on shortwave had heard that the show had come back but hadn't listened to it, or not on a regular basis, but are tuning in now on a regular basis. And some of them have been letting us know that they've been actually listening now to the two programs. So, hello to all of you listening right now to both of them. And I hope you enjoy our regular Sunday transmissions between 13 and 14 hours UTC on 11,835 kilohertz. And of course, that's not the frequency that we started with the test, but we're going to stay there because apparently we're getting a very good response from it. So we will stay there for the time being. Anyway, coming up on today's program, I think we'll listen to a piece of music first, and then I'll tell you what we have coming up. First, here's Dusty Springfield doing a song that was made popular by another group whose name I can't think of right now. The song is "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" Dusty Springfield.
Yeah.
Yes, the one and only Dusty Springfield with Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Now, as I mentioned, we have a lot of people now that are tuning into this version of the show that we produce for our partner stations at the same time as listening to the one that we send out to listeners in Southeast and East Asia. Last weekend, as you know, we did a couple more transmission tests to Europe and also to North America from Nauen in Germany. And we're going to do a couple more tests in a little while to those two regions, but I'll give you the details on a future edition of the program because we're still working that out right now. But I do want to say hello to some people that have been listening to both programs now. First, hello to John Hinkmeyer in the United States. We have an email here that came in from a listener who didn't even put his name, but I think the last name must be Cook. Chris Lobel, who lives in the United States. Bruce Potzner in Seattle, Washington. And Bruce actually has been able to pick up in also our transmission on 11835 kilohertz at the same time. So thank you very much for that. Also, hello to Jeff Mayfield in the United States. Bernie Sizer, hello to you. And you were listening, of course, in Germany. And we have one here that came from Ralph Perry, who asked a couple of very interesting questions that we did respond to on the show that you'll be able to hear this coming Sunday. And let us know what reception is like. Well, we have so many, really so many. And this is just a few of the responses that have come in since those two extra test transmissions that went out on the weekend. Now, let's talk about something probably a little bit more serious for a moment. Well, not too serious. Many people have been asking, are we going to have a regular shortwave service to North America? Well, we will do a few more tests, but it really depends on the response that we get from the region. Now, what I mean by that is if we take, let's say, Southeast and East Asia per transmission, just for email reception reports and comments and questions and everything else, we average around 80 or 90 per transmission. For those who send them in via snail mail, it's around 120 a week. Now, the transmission that we did to Europe to North America last week generated less than 25. So you can see there is a big difference there. So if we decide that we're not going to have a regular service to North America, you could understand why. Now, some people may come along and say, well, excuse me, there are many, many millions of people that listen. Well, from the data that we have seen so far for shortwave to North America, that is not the case. Southeast and East Asia and the Pacific are the largest audience that we've had, including Africa, and fourth would be Europe. North America is sort of in an in-between area, but we will, hopefully, do another couple of other tests to really find out for sure. So if you do listen on shortwave to North America, let us know, and you'll find out the details when we have our second test at our website, pcjmedia.com. The information will be posted there, and let us know. Now, when you send in a reception report, don't just write, man spoke, woman spoke, this time, that time, I heard music, and that's it. No, put some program details. Most of our listeners that we've had in Southeast and East Asia send what I like to call almost transcripts of everything that was said on the program with great details, with names and songs and everything. They don't just put man spoke, woman spoke. So please don't put that, because it's a little bit more difficult for us to really verify that you heard. Well, we need to know the content that you heard. But we will have some more information about those tests coming up very soon. Another question that actually has come in is, why are the two programs different? Meaning, why is this program different from the one that we target towards listeners in Southeast and East Asia on shortwave? The reason is, I want to make them different. I want to make them special. While it's true material we will use on both shows, there will be a big difference. The music will be different. The conversations will be different. People that we speak to will be different. So they will be different. But you never know. One of the nice things, of course, about shortwave, especially with our frequency of 11835, is that it has propagated as far south as Argentina in the Americas, Chile, Colombia, Brazil even, and has made its way as far north as Washington, Seattle, and California, including parts of Europe and Russia. So we're going to stay there for now, but we're discussing putting another frequency in place with no co-channel interference that will propagate a lot better to a bigger, a wider and bigger audience. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. All right, time now for more music. Here is, well, the name of the group is called the Mike Flowers Pops. And here they are with A Groovy Place on your program, Happy Station.
Hello. I know a groovy place deep within your mind. Ever such a groovy place, it's been there since the dawn of time. Take a ride, don't try to hide the love light in your eyes. Look inside and you may find your own little paradise. A groovy place where we can sing and dance, enjoy an evening meal, where you can be yourself and do just what you feel. Oh baby, take my hand, 'cause life is so unreal. Now you've got a groovy place, you keep it under your clothes. A sexy kind of groovy place, from your head down to your toes. It's fun to fool around, my friend, and play that single scene. Don't worry if you're a different shape from the chicks in the magazines. A groovy place where we can sing and dance, enjoy an evening meal, where you can be yourself and do just what you feel. Oh baby, take my hand, 'cause life can be unreal. Your nose. It's ever such a groovy place. It's where the trees and the flowers grow. Take time for living things, and they'll make time for you. The birds and the bees and the butterflies, hey, they've got feelings too. A groovy place where we can sing and dance, enjoy an evening meal, where you can be yourself and do just what you feel. Oh baby, take my hand, 'cause life is so unreal. groovy place is right here.
A groovy place, the Mike Flowers Pops, here on your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. www.pcjmedia.com is our website. Coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking more about shortwave, because one question that has been coming in from a number of listeners around the world is what they can do to improve shortwave reception. Now, my theory has always been, especially with an external antenna, is to experiment. Experiment with different things. Really. I mean, if you experiment with different things, you may come across something that will work extremely well. So we're going to be joined by Victor Gunatelica, our good friend in Sri Lanka. And we're going to be talking about antennas and the kind of antennas that you can build at home with materials that you may actually have around the house. Or if you want to spend a little bit of money, one antenna in particular from Sony that I would suggest you go and buy, because it's one that I have and works extremely well. So we're going to have that after we listen to this, which is from one of my favorite jazz albums. It's called The Sound of Jazz, and is actually the soundtrack to a CBS television special of the same name. And what is interesting is they brought together some incredible musicians like Billie Holiday, Henry Allen, the Jimmy Guffrin Trio, Jimmy Rushing, and many, many others. And they put them together in front of cameras, and they recorded the sessions in front of the cameras. And when they released the album, it's the actual performance. But they recorded it in a recording. They did recorded the TV special in a recording studio. So the sound is absolutely phenomenal. So we're going to listen now to Count Basie and the All-Stars, which it really is an All-Stars. There's too many extremely well-known musicians to mention, with Dickie's Dream.
We'll be right back.
absolutely fantastic. Dickie's Dream, Count Basie and the All-Stars from the television special The Sound is Jazz from the 1950s, and that's from the soundtrack. Anyway, now time to talk about antennas, and we're going to call up our good friend Victor Gunatelica in Sri Lanka. Victor, the last time you were here, we were talking about the response that we have been getting from the test transmissions from Trincomalee. And I think that now would be a good time to talk about how to improve the your listening pleasure to these broadcasts from Trincomalee. As you're probably aware, Victor, many people, I mean, I've seen this in some of the letters and some of the emails that come in. People are living in places like Tokyo or Jakarta. They're living in a big city. And this is not the ideal shortwave listening environment.
Exactly, Keith. And looking through the big, huge number of reports I've been getting, most of them are city dwellers there. And they have two main problems. They either use a little portable radio or even maybe a communications type, but they have a problem of antennas. To where do I put my antenna? Some people have problems with the city council. They wouldn't allow you to have an antenna outside, even if you can just string a piece of wire outside your window to a telegraph pole. And then the other main problem is electrical noise. Now, almost everybody is plagued with this problem now, electrical noise. And if you don't have an external antenna, if you're just depending on the telescopic whip, what happens is our signal or most signals that come in are not enough to override the noise level, so that sometimes you are battling with the noise 50-50, sometimes you are completely covered, and other times you just manage. So the main thing is, if you have a portable radio, you are living in a city apartment maybe, you need some form of external antenna. Now, I'm not going to tell you to buy a Yagi antenna or big, no, just something simple. Try at least throwing a piece of wire outside your window if you can, or even inside your room, maybe like a loop experiment. That's the only thing I can give you as a positive response. And there are some antennas, commercially made active antennas, small loops, and things that you can hang on your curtain pole. Now, things like that will definitely increase your signal level, but sadly, sometimes it also increases the noise level. We are living in city apartments and in houses with lots of electrical appliances, and we have what we call a noise halo, and we live within that. If you can throw an antenna away from your house, maybe bring a lead in underground or just at ground level, a coaxial cable or something, and connect onto your antenna, that might improve the situation. And connecting, most portables might have an external connecting point, a screw maybe, or jack or something. Very often it comes with a little package that you get with the radio, an external wire. Now, what I am trying to tell you is, please don't throw it out to the best direction you think is right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, try it in different directions.
Well, you know, you and I we're kind of lucky because I live in an area of Taipei, and I live on this apartment complex, and I think my neighbors must think I'm part of some intelligence service because of the antennas that I have on the roof. But you know, it's funny because just the other day, Victor, I was thinking about the very first antenna that I actually built for myself. The radio, this is going back to the late 70s. The radio was an old national radio. And I the reception, this is when I was still living in Canada, the reception in the area where I lived was good, but I wanted to improve it. And somebody had told me something, and this was done during the Second World War in certain parts of Europe. Because many of our listeners may not know, but during the Second World War in Europe, countries that were occupied by the Nazis, they made radio listening illegal. So it was illegal to listen to the BBC and other stations that were broadcasting to Europe at the time. Now, what people did was they had to create to make external antennas, but make them not seem like external antennas. Mm-hmm. And one idea that was given to me, and it truly works, is you build a clothesline, the kind of thing that you, you know, you hang your laundry on. And you have a pulley at one side, a pulley at the other, so you can actually string your laundry along and move it along. And depending on what kind of clothesline you use, now you cannot use a rope-type clothesline because no. That's just not going to work. You have to use a wire-type clothesline, and it works well. And I built one myself that we even used at home to hang laundry on.
Yeah, and if the clothesline antenna you're using, the wire, has insulation, absolutely perfect. You don't have to strip the whole thing. Some people ask, have I got to strip the wire so that the bare copper or whatever has to be exposed? No, negative. Just throw it and put your laundry, your best shirt out, and it might even improve your reception.
That's right. I mean, there's so many things that could be done. And just recently, Victor, I was telling you about an antenna that I'm using on one receiver. And when we were looking for an FM antenna for our FM relay here in Taiwan, I came across a one-quarter wave FM antenna. Now, people listening right now may not know, but if you have an FM antenna, a quarter wave, all antennas, especially for FM, they're different lengths depending on what frequency you're broadcasting on. So if you're broadcasting, let's say, at 108.2 FM, the antenna is a lot shorter than an antenna that's, let's say, broadcasting at 88.5 FM. So I set up this antenna, Victor, and I thought, well, look, if I can use it to broadcast, maybe I can use it to receive shortwave. So I set another one up, and it's connected with a BCN connection to the receiver. And I have to tell you, it is my best operating antenna.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we say. You know, sometimes anything can work best. Sometimes it will be disastrous. I remember somebody swearing that his old iron bed frame was fantastic. And somebody else saying his grandfather used an aluminum pole as a walking stick and he could connect that and that would give him better reception. So I mean, whatever you do, a little bit of extra wire or, as you say, an FM antenna. You have an FM antenna or even your TV antenna sometimes. Anything. It all depends. Of course, and a good point that you brought up is depending on the frequency, the antenna length. Yes, the frequency, the meter band, the megahertz and the kilohertz, all your band you're listening to has a direct relationship to the length of your antenna. So different lengths. So Keith, I really would ask my friends there, our listeners out there, please read a little bit about the antenna. It's not highly technical. You have some simple articles on the internet and you can educate yourself and get the best out of the radio and get our signal a little stronger.
Now, let's talk about one thing, Victor, that a lot of people would bring up. Now, this is something here in Taiwan that I have to do, and I'm sure that you have to do it in Sri Lanka because of we're now in a time of year where we get a lot of rain, a lot of thunder and lightning storms. So grounding, of course, is very important.
Yes.
Do all antennas have to be grounded? Because I know that some people are wondering, well, if I of course have 150 meters of wire, I could understand, but let's say it's only 1 meter or 2 meters. Do all antennas have to be grounded?
Well, if it's a matched antenna, for instance, if you are using a long wire antenna, there's no need to ground it. But if you are going for a specialized antenna, if you are using a dipole, or if you are using a special antenna, a good design, a matched antenna, definitely you have to ground it because the grounding part is also an important part of the antenna design. But if you are talking about simple antennas, throwing a little piece of wire, not necessary. Some radios cannot be grounded at all, unfortunately, the little portables and all that. So it all depends on what type of antenna you're using.
We have a letter here that came from a listener in Japan. His name is Toguri, and he lives just outside of Osaka. And he lives in a house that he's been living in for a number of years, and he's been a regular shortwave listener since the 1970s. And he doesn't have much space to string a long wire antenna, but you know what he built? Because you know, when they send in reception reports, you find out really interesting things, Victor. He
Definitely.
Built an antenna using wire coat hanger that he keeps in his attic.
Mm-hmm.
And good. That's what he uses to listen.
Yeah. Just move it around sometimes. You know, might maybe for PCJ, the best direction of the coat hanger might be near the window because we are beaming from Trincomalee. But maybe for Radio Australia, another point. So excellent. That's innovativeness. Great. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, this is something that I actually would like to know myself. Are there any materials that an antenna, of course, don't mention obvious ones like rope or string or wood, but are there any type of metals that should not be used for antennas because they will create more noise than there should be?
Well, yes, definitely. I would ask you not to use plain galvanized wire, because it will give you more noise than signal. You know, it's all about conductivity. If you can afford copper wire, excellent. Aluminium wire, fine. But just steel wire, it's not worth the length of the wire that you'll have to throw in. So I would say, today you can easily get some copper wire, you know, electrical wire, insulated wire, lamp cord, just buy a few meters of it and try it. It's not worth going in, throwing even 100 meters of galvanized wire. It's cheap, but it won't do you anything very good.
You know, I was checking some of the reports that we get from Japanese listeners who mentioned the radios they use and the antennas. And one antenna that keeps coming up quite often is an active shortwave antenna that's made by Sony.
Yeah, in one, okay?
Which is fantastic. I have one myself. They're a little bit difficult to find if you live outside of Japan, but I'm sure that you can order them online. I think they range from around $100 to $150, but they are probably one of the best portable active antennas on the market.
Definitely. And I agree with you, because when you were starting, when you just started to come up with, I knew what you were going to say about the Bode and the Sony A-in-1. Excellent. I think if you might do a piece on that, Keith.
Well, you know what's nice about it? I mean, if I'm in my living room and I have a balcony, right, there's a little suction cup that I can put on the window and just hang it right on the window.
Yeah, and you can even change directions. That's what I said, hanging it, changing directions there. Maybe a window might be too close to some electrical appliance. So even the active antenna, if you move it around here and there, and also the other thing is, of course, it's a portable. If you're out in the garden, one place will be better than the other place or worse. So you have to move around.
And I think, Victor, with that, we have to end. You know what we should ask our listeners to do, Victor?
Experiment.
I think they should experiment and also let us know what kind of antenna they're using. And, you know, if they can send a picture along, then perhaps we can create a small page at the PCJ site, pcjmedia.com, and post it there.
Yes, excellent idea, Keith, because very often the reports, they don't have a picture, and we have to imagine. And it'll be absolutely wonderful if you see a picture of the people who listen to us. Tremendous. I love that.
All right, Victor, thank you very much. And you'll be joining us again very soon, I hope.
And once again, thank you very much to all those who have written in with their reception reports. I handle their internet reports. And I can assure you, everyone gets a QSL.
Okay, Victor, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to be on the show.
And that was our good friend Victor Gunatalaga in Sri Lanka. Now time for music. Here's The Seekers and Sinner Man.
Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? All on that day. Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? All on that day.
Run from the light, Satan's gonna see you. Run from the light, Satan's gonna see you. Run from the light, Satan's gonna see you. All on that day. Well, don't make a sound, the devil's gonna hear you. Don't make a sound, the devil's gonna hear you. Don't make a sound, the devil's gonna hear you. All on that day.
Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Old Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? All on that day.
Run to the Lord, Lord, won't you hide me? Run to the Lord, Lord, won't you
run to the Lord, Lord, won't you hide me all on that day? The Lord said, Cinnamon, you should have been a praying. The Lord said, Cinnamon, you should have been a praying. The Lord said, Cinnamon, you should have been a praying all on that day. Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? All on that day. The devil said, Cinnamon, step right in. The devil said, Cinnamon, step right in. The devil said, Cinnamon, step right in. All on that day. When you're digging the brown, the devil won't catch you. Digging the brown, the devil won't catch you. Digging the brown, the devil won't catch you. All on that day. Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run? Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run? Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run? All on that day. Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? All on that day.
The Seekers and Cinnamon here on your program, Happy Station. And if you want to hear this program again or catch past editions or other programs from PCJ, visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And since you're going to be online, I would also suggest you check out our website, not our website, our Facebook page on the internet. We have a lot of very interesting conversations going on. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And there's also, by the way, I should mention some very well-known people in the world of international broadcasting that are taking part in the conversations. So do go and check it out. I'm not going to tell you who, but I'm sure that if you check it out and you see the names, you're going to go, oh, I know them. Definitely. We're going to have now a little bit more music, and we're going to listen to Quincy Jones from the album Golden Boy with an interesting version of the Beatles song Hard Day's Night. Hard Day's Night, Quincy Jones and his orchestra. One of the other programs that I would suggest you listen to, especially if you like jazz, is our own Jazz for the Asking, which airs on a number of partner stations worldwide. We did a couple of specials lately. The most recent one was a special on Frank Sinatra. This week's show is the music of some of the great songbirds, some of the great female vocalists of the 20th century. So do go and check it out. To give you a little sampling of the kind of thing that you can hear, let's now take a listen to Rosemary Clooney with the Duke Ellington Orchestra from the album Blue Rose with Mood Indigo.
Baby said goodbye in the evening when lights are low. I'm so lonesome I could cry, 'cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. You ain't been blue, no. Thank you.
Duke Ellington, Rosemary Clooney, Mood Indigo, a bit of a sampling of the kind of music you can hear on Jazz for the Asking. Well, I have to leave you right now, but I want to remind you again that you can catch another edition of Happy Station, very different to this one, from 13 to 14 hours UTC on 11835 kilohertz. So, on behalf of everyone that helped put the program together, this is Keith Parent wishing you well. We'll see you again very soon. So long, au revoir, au revoir. Adios amigos, and sayonara.